minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome in. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show starting us off here on a Friday morning. Pumped to get this one going. Isaiah Stevens Show brought to you by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Look at that. Live studio audience, man. It's like Saved by the Bell in here. It's amazing. An 80s sitcom. Yes. How are you doing, dude?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm blessed to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
You got here early, too, man. I mean, Mr. Roddy last year, a couple of times, I was like, you going to make it? You going to make it? Boom, you were here like 15 minutes early.
Yeah, shout out to my parents, man. Don't be late anywhere. And then Coach Thor put that on to me as a freshman. Like, if you're early, you're late. If you're on time, you're early. Like, all that different stuff.
I love it, man. Well, we are so pumped about this. And what I love about this, obviously, you're dealing with an injury right now.
Yeah.
Crazy Carl's, I talked to him, and we said, hey, Isaiah's out for a little bit. We don't know exactly when he's coming back. They're like, that doesn't matter at all. We are a big fan of Isaiah Stevens. We want to make this thing work. And they jumped right in on this. So I love the support in that Fort Collins, that Colorado State area. And that's one of the good ones. I mean, those guys really get it done and really appreciate their support with the show and you being willing to do this, man.
Absolutely, man. Like I said, it's a blessing to be here and to know that regardless of if I'm playing or not, I still have that support from the community back in Fort Collins. Like, it just makes it even more worthwhile just being a part of the program, a part of the community. And I'm blessed to be able to do this show with you.
How was the drive down here? Was it okay?
It was all right.
Yeah?
It was all right. It wasn't too much traffic. The smell did kind of hit me about midway.
It does, man. I'm in Timnath, and it does. There's a certain spot that hits, and you're like, okay, there's something going on here.
Yeah, for a second, I'm just looking straight, and then catch a certain whiff, and I look to the left, see some cattle, look to the right, just see some different animals out there, and I was like, okay.
What did you think? Were you entertained by that when you saw some of those cows, or what?
Not really entertained, just because I've seen it before, but I was just like, man, like, this is something you got to get used to every time you want to come down here.
And,
I have a former high school teammate that plays for Northern Colorado out here in Greeley, and Bryce Kennedy.
Love Bryce.
Yeah, so I give Bryce a little bit of a tough time every time I come to Greeley, just about the fragrance.
We got to get the trash talk going, because you guys do play each other some point, so I'm looking forward to that game. That'll be a lot of fun. Of course, we were talking, we worked with Dalen on some stuff, too, so I just love these shows because this gives us an opportunity. We all watch you, we see you, you know, whether we're going to the games or we're watching you guys on TV. But I love these programs because it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit more. Because, I mean, everybody knows you're a sensational basketball player, but we want to talk about that plus everything else. And I think that that's what these shows really provide.
Right. Yeah. And I would love for people to get to know me on a more personal level, get to know my interests, likes, dislikes. And I'm an open book, man.
We're going to grill you.
If you ask me a question, then I'm all for answering.
It's going to be like the 60 minute interview kind of deal where I just what's your biggest fear? All of those things going into it, man. Yeah. Well, obviously, and I joked with you every week, I'll ask you, hey, how are you doing? I know you can't tell us everything on the injury side because you only know what you know.
Right.
But how's everything going so far? You feeling good?
It's going well. Progressing at a great rate. I'm out of the boot full time, walking on the court, moving around a little bit, getting some good exercise in on the underwater treadmills and stuff like that. CSU has done a phenomenal job in helping me recover. And so big shout out to the training staff and all the doctors that I've been able to have conversations with that are helping me get better.
Do you feel like it's gone a little faster than you thought? Are you progressing a little quicker than in the healing process?
I feel like we're right on pace.
Right on pace.
Right on pace.
I'm trying to get it out there, man. I'm going to keep digging. We're going to find some stuff for you.
I appreciate it.
We had Coach Medved on the program Tuesday after the win on, was that Monday already?
Yeah.
You know, and Coach talks so highly. He loves his players. He loves his staff. Of course, you know that. But, you know, we talked a lot about your interests. Obviously, you love playing basketball, but there's a coach in there too somewhere, Isaiah.
There is a little bit. I've kind of teeter-totter with the idea of potentially becoming a coach one day. I just love basketball so much.
Yeah.
So I always ask myself, when I'm not able to play no more, how am I just going to be able to drop it? And I don't think I'll be able to. So obviously I'm going to try to milk the playing days as long as I can, because that's just how much I want to invest into this game. But why not, you know what I'm saying, share that information back with the next generation or even players that are really, really good that are coming up.
Do you feel like this is kind of a maybe a preview type opportunity to do that now. Obviously not out on the floor playing for a little while. We do expect you at some point this season, but are you kind of like, hey, what can I do, guys? Can I help with some of the players? Can I talk to these guys? I mean, are you already kind of in that coaching frame of mind?
For sure. They encourage it.
Yeah.
They tell me all the time, hey, stay in this guy's ear. I need you to talk to this guy about these certain actions or what do you see in the middle of a game? They'll ask about different concepts that I might see from my perspective as a PG compared to what they might be seeing as a coaching staff. So I'm extremely excited to just continue to also pursue this side while I'm out and just see how I like it. And the guys are super receptive, still their teammate, not their coach, but it's been fun to help them out in any way I can.
What did it mean for you to see the Mountain West Conference, like the watch list and the awards list? I mean, seeing where you are, even though knowing you're hurt, you're going to miss some games, but seeing how much respect you're getting from this conference. I mean, what did that mean to you?
I think it's a tribute to the work I've put in over the years. Shout out to every single coach that's been here, whether they're still here with us today or they went on to take different jobs. They've helped me tremendously on and off the floor. So I think it's just a tribute to the work ethic, the production, and that's what we pride ourselves on at Colorado State, is working hard and going out there and producing each and every night.
You guys just have this unique relationship. I've always said this with this coaching staff. I was telling you, I mean, I live by like half of the coaching staff for Colorado State. But you guys just all, I mean, going back with David Roddy last year, you guys had such a tight relationship, the coaching staff. I mean, you guys get after it when you need to. I mean, Medved, I joke. I'm like, you're like the nicest guy in the world, but then I see him on the sidelines. I'm like, that guy's scary. But you have this really unique relationship that all comes back to basketball, but your love for each other.
Yeah, man. And we're a family. Our team mantra is team together. We have been able to just establish a unique mix of great people and players, and I don't think you see that all over the country. So shout out to the coaches once again for doing their due diligence as far as whether it's a coaching hire or adding someone to the staff or recruiting players. Like, they somehow find a way to get guys that just get it and they fit, and it makes basketball more fun that way too, when you're going out there with guys that genuinely care. They care about one another. They want to do all that they can for the guy to their right and their left. And so I think that's been a huge blessing for this team.
It's been so fun to watch this team grow. You know, I go back to Super Softs with you and David. Yeah, you guys both stormed onto the scene together. Yeah. And because I remember we were, you know, we did a lot of interviews with Nico Carvacho, and he was the guy. Yeah. He stuck around when Nico made the transition over here. And then here you guys come, you explode onto the scene, and then every single year just gets better and better and better. Did you expect to take so quickly, you and Roddy both, to be just monster players? I mean, it happened fast for you guys, and then you carried it for several years.
Well, I'll be lied if I say we didn't expect to come on and, you know, say, have a really good year and take that next step in our game.
Yeah.
But was it going to be quite to the level that it ended up being? I don't know. I didn't think that was quite the vision. But that's why you go out there and put the work in, and then let the chips fall where they may. You try to do all that you can in the off season and in the preseason, so that way when you are out there, your instincts just take over. And I feel like that year in particular, like, there were so many growing pains and learning curves, but we were able to just play through all of it, and that made it even better for us. And so then the following year, we were able to just build upon that.
And last year was such a magical year. And we'll talk a little bit about the game, a Monday game tonight, of course. But last year was just so much fun. Moby Madness was just outrageous. This crowd, the fan support there. I mean, it was unreal. And that's what I really love. And again, talking about these shows, I want to build up basketball in the state of Colorado. Like, we just make it bigger and bigger. You guys were leading that last year, getting that opportunity, earning that opportunity to go to March Madness, go up against Michigan. I mean, it was just huge. That had to be so thrilling for you and your teammates.
One of the best years of basketball I've ever been a part of in my life. We started out so strong, and obviously got hit with COVID, which is a very disappointed time looking back at it, because we were on the roll, but hey, it's a part of it. You play the hand you're dealt, right? So we go out there, we were competing each and every night. That group had been together for 3-4 years, the core of that team, and man, we were really, really playing some good basketball. And that year in particular, being able to make the NCAA tournament was something that we wanted to do the year prior as well, but had a couple shots not go our way down the stretch, but hey, it's a part of it. And for us to be able to check that NCAA tournament achievement off that list with that particular group was something that was super special.
It was so much fun. I mean, and you were getting it from not just CSU fans, but the entire state, the national love that you guys were getting as well. And then obviously that season, you know, and what David Roddy did led him to getting drafted in the first round by the Grizzlies. So, I mean, again, there's so many special moments from that season. What was it like when you got the text or the call from David when he's like, hey, I'm going to stay in the draft here. We're going to see what happens. How did you feel about that?
For me, he kept on telling me that he wasn't quite sure what he was going to do. And, you know, as a friend, you just try to support whichever decision he makes.
Yeah.
Selfishly, I would have loved to play with David again. But, like, who wouldn't want to do that? Any point guard in America would play with David Roddy as many times as they can, right?
Yeah.
But also knowing that he had a chance to go and change not only his life but his family's life generationally is something that you can't pass up. And it couldn't have happened for a better person. Like, he genuinely cares about people, the team. He works extremely hard, and he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. So just knowing all those things about him, once he finally told me the decision he was going to make, I couldn't have been happier. And that's why I ultimately decided to go up to Minnesota and be there for him for the draft night, just because it's like, man, like, I know everything you've been through the last couple of years. Like, I just want to support you. It's not even about me. So
there was never any of those texts like, hey, come on, come back, man.
Nah. I mean, every once in a while, if we're on a FaceTime call, I'll be like, man, you know, we still got that locker, you know what I'm saying, waiting for you. We haven't even taken your name down or anything. But nah, for the most part, it was all just supporting whatever decision he wanted to make.
Now, be honest. Did you think he was going to be a first rounder? Did you really think he was going the first round?
I honestly felt he was going to be a first rounder, just maybe not quite as early. And that's just being honest.
Yeah.
We were talking about maybe 28, 29, 30 into the early second round. Man, 23 is insane.
No, I thought he might end up in Denver. I really did. Honestly, there was a time I thought he might, because he had a good relationship with Michael Malone, and I thought, man, he might just be here in our own backyard.
He did. That would have been insane. If he would have ended up in Denver, man, I would have been taking trips down there every weekend.
Oh, is that is that something you look at? That's a goal, right? That's your goal.
Absolutely.
You look at this, you get better, get ready to go this season, and you're looking at the same thing, right?
Absolutely. Being an NBA player has been my dream since I was a child. So just because one injury or maybe I'm not playing as many games this year, that doesn't deter that goal at all.
Oh, and if you do end up with the Nuggets, we're, I say this to every player who's in here. I'm like, go to the Nuggets, man. That way we can keep this show going forever and just keep talking, man. Wouldn't that be great? Do you watch – obviously you watch a lot of college basketball. Do you watch a lot of NBA basketball too?
I do when I can. They play so many games. Obviously there's a game on every night, but in our schedule we're traveling, practicing, playing. I try to catch the ones that I can. The more high-end matchups, and then obviously as many – David Roddy games as I can catch. That's pretty much what I'm steering towards.
Do you guys all kind of follow Roddy? Like, does Coach Medved follow?
Oh,
you guys looking
at
those box scores, seeing what he's up to?
For sure, yeah. We come in the next day, hey, did you see Roddy last night? Did he play good? Did he struggle a little bit? Who did he play against?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about him all the time, man. He's still a part of the family. And he texts us all the time, too, before games, after games. So it's almost as if he's still a CSU Ram, just his locker isn't right next to mine.
I got
to
brag a little bit because I texted him, what was that, a couple weeks ago. And I said, hey, man, good job. It looks like you're getting tons of minutes. He texts me and goes, I'm getting that first bucket tomorrow night or whatever. That was the night he ended up getting like 13 points or 8 points or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take some credit for that, honestly. I have to. I mean, I got the text. I think that inspired him. So I'll do the same for you, Isaiah. Don't worry.
Ahead,
I'll shoot you some texts once in a while.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, dude, we love this this opportunity. When we come back, you know, normally we're going to do a segment where it's getting to know Isaiah, where people can text in and ask questions. But when we come back, let's talk about your background, your basketball background, what led you to Colorado State, and then just kind of get into it and have some fun with it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll take a short break. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're still getting trash talk for Border War game coming up on Saturday. I mean, you would not believe. I couldn't read 90% of the text yesterday.
Oh, I believe it.
I mean, it was just outrageous stuff. So
I can't wait to watch that one.
It should be fun, man. We'll have that. We'll have the picks coming up later in Football Friday. But we're going to be doing this every Friday when the schedule allows for Isaiah at 11 o'clock, where we can talk all things CSU, get his perspective on the team. And I think it's going to be wild. I think it's going to be absolutely unique. So, man, we just thank you so much for doing this with us.
Yes, appreciate you guys.
All right, let's take a quick break. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I know that I'm gone.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
You like it, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely.
You're kind of a natural at this radio thing, man. Seriously.
Man, I hope so.
It's a good start for you.
Might be able to potentially tap into this.
Hey, you can fill in for me anytime you want, man. I mean, I know Angel's into
it. You got it, man.
That would be fun to have you in, like, on a regular basis. Isaiah Stevens in studio. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Absolutely love Crazy Carl's Pizza. Your go-to, what, the pepperoni?
Pepperoni and chicken, man.
Yeah, sounds
simple.
I haven't had a bad pizza there.
I haven't either.
Man, they got the pizza, they got the wings, the hot wings. Yep. I mean, TV's all over the place. You can watch basketball nonstop. Yeah. I mean, they figure it out. It's a great spot.
Yeah, and they have one right across from our arena in Fort Collins, so it's easy to get a hold of.
That's a funny story, too. First time, so David and I were getting together to meet, and I said, meet me at Crazy Carl's Pizza, and I forgot about the on-campus location.
Yeah.
So David's there, and I'm at the other one. So I'm like, my bad. I should have told you which one we're going. He's like, it's okay. And it's raining like crazy. The weather's terrible. So I'm like, I can come to you. He's like, no, we'll figure it out. We'll meet halfway in the middle. So no, he ended up popping over to where I was, which was really cool. But we're going to get over to Crazy Carl sometime and meet with those great people. Nate and Glenn, they do such a great job. They love CSU and the athletes and the coaches, everything. They're all into it.
Absolutely. Heard nothing but great things, so that would be a fun opportunity.
All right, so talk to us about your basketball background a little bit, you know, where you went to high school. Allen, Texas, right, is where. So, and then your recruiting process and all that, because I'm fascinated by, I don't know anything about it, but the recruiting process, like how that works for a player when they start getting that interest and all that. Can you take us through some of that?
Yeah, so started playing basketball when I was super young. I got an older brother named Barrington who is 8 years older than me. So as the time I was coming up, he was starting to tap into some high-level basketball. So I was in gyms every weekend at a young age, just watching, running around, playing tag with the other kids, stuff like that. So I've been in the basketball culture for a long, long time now. But as far as high school, went to Allen High School in Allen, Texas, about 30, 35 minutes outside of Dallas.
Okay.
High-level program. By the time I got there, they were making deep playoff runs but haven't quite gotten over the hump. Eventually, in my junior year, we won the first state championship in school history, which was awesome.
Wow.
Ironically enough, our football program won state that year, too, so Allen, Texas was on top of the
world. You guys were just tearing it up at that point. My goodness.
we were on top of the world. And started to get recruited going into my junior year by some more local schools like UTA, excuse me, UNT, schools like that started to reach out, oppose some offers for me. And then Colorado State kind of comes on. But before they got here, Coach Ali and Coach Medved were at Drake. That's when I first met them. They came to actually watch another one of my teammates at the time. And then obviously we're playing pickup, scrimmages and stuff like that. Got a chance to meet Coach Ali. I guess I played well enough that day to shake his hand. So that ended up becoming cool. And then over time, they came over to Colorado State. It was like, hey, bigger league, bigger conference, bigger opportunity. And then that's kind of where that relationship started with them. But as far as recruiting as a whole, I would say I was more of the guy that just got all the low to mid-major love. Played against all the top guys in the nation. Felt like I competed with every player I played. Played on the Adidas circuit, which was really cool, a wonderful experience that year. Had a lot of offers, kind of all in the same realm from all over the country. And then I decided to make my decision fairly early in my senior year just so that I could get it behind me. I felt comfortable, came on my visit up here to CSU, and I was hooked a few days later. So, yeah.
What was it about CSU and the coaching staff that really just made it? I don't know if it was obvious for you at the time or if it was a tough decision, but what was it about that process and the people that made you want to come to Fort Collins?
Well, I think it's just that right there, the people. Mm. Man, like, you come across great basketball minds all the time, but maybe not know how to interact with you as an individual, or maybe just have a unique way of coaching players that you might not agree with. But if you want to be pushed and you also want to be able to have a conversation with somebody about some life stuff, CSU was the spot for that for me. They made my parents feel super comfortable, and I value their opinion a ton. So I felt like it was a no-brainer after my visit.
It's amazing to me, too, because you hear more and more about that staff, that CSU staff, yeah. that's who they are, that coaching staff just gets it. And then they add another guy with Sam Jones, who I told you about. Like, I'm trying to get him on the show, and then I see him at the park in my neighborhood. I'm like, hey, I know who you are. He's like, hey, what are you talking about? Because he had the CSU basketball. But just great people that makes you want to – I mean, you're going to be around these guys all the time. So you better kind of like them, right?
All day, every day. So you might as well try to form a good relationship with them, right? So, man, we have conversations about everything, like whether it's relationships or basketball, football, whatever the case may be, we can talk about anything with them and not feel as if you're going to be judged for the way you think or the way that you went about certain things. Like, and they just provide great insight on what they may feel because they have a lot more experience in life than us at this point. So they give us opportunity to sit down and listen to some great minds too.
Okay, serious question for you. I'll be really honest here.
Yeah.
How often does Ali Farokhmaneh show you the Sports Illustrated cover that he was on?
Well, he doesn't even have to show it to me at this point. It just sits up in his office, right next to his desk.
Does he bring it up every day? Hey, when I hit that shot, guys.
Nah. I'll give him that. He doesn't bring it up every day, but man, anytime he like picks up a ball and shoots it, and if he does hit it, just so happen to hit it, he'll look at you, make a little smart comment, and then go about his day. But yeah,
they reenacted it a few years
they
ago.
They did. Yeah,
that was
I
so
that.
Funny because he had the family
yeah,
out there
and
doing
he had,
it.
Like the little babies.
Oh,
that
was
and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, man, they're getting big too. Man.
Yeah. Well, I saw them at the park too, dude. CSU's always at the park.
Yeah.
That's just where we all hang out now. And again, you sit and talk to those guys, and it's just so. It's genuine. You just get that sense. Yeah. It's just genuine, and they truly care about what you're up to. Even here at the station, you know, we bring coaches on, and they're like, man, how are you guys doing? We want to learn more about that. So, again, it's just a great group of people that you want to surround yourself. And then you see that success. Obviously, you have to have the ability, but then when you mix that together with that family kind of that sense of family, I mean, man, you could have lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, I think it makes it easy to root for, too.
Yeah.
Like, you have great people and a great product out on the floor. Like, I think that's a byproduct of what we had with the 5 sellouts to end the year. You know? So it was only a matter of time. We knew that coming in, it wasn't going to be easy to maybe win over each and every fan, but we believed in what we would put out on the floor. And then when you do get those interactions with them, you got to take full advantage and just let them see you with your hair down a little bit, essentially. So,
well, and that's another thing, too, because I talk about this a lot on my show. You can know basketball backwards and front. You can know football, whatever. You could be this amazing football mind, basketball mind. Yeah. But to be a college coach, there's so much more you have to do. Getting out in the community, doing stuff like this, doing all of that. And that's what's cool for you, because if, you know, one day if you do aspire to be a coach, you see, okay, there's the basketball stuff, but there's also the community stuff. There's the other things that I need to do to make the players feel welcome and all of that. And
absolutely.
That's what I'm really excited about with that staff, that they're instilling that into all of their players who might go on to do something like that.
Right. And it's not optional, too, is you're going to have to go out here and learn how to interact with people. And I think there's been times throughout the course of my career, especially when I was younger, like, oh, man, I don't really want to go to this dinner or go to maybe this meet and greet. But then you get there and you have a blast meeting with everybody and talking, and you start to learn more about them and how they became CSU fans, or maybe they were alumni and stuff like that. And so then over time, it just becomes like actual bonds and friendships that you form with these individuals. So then when you see them at the game, it's no longer just, hey, hi and bye. It's like full-blown conversations. They're bringing their kids and grandkids to come watch you and take pictures. It becomes a genuine family environment. And like, at this point, I know so many people. It's just been fun.
And I went to a couple of games last year, and just seeing people interact with you before a game or after a game, you know, random fans are just like, hey, what's going on? You guys all talked to him and took pictures and did all that stuff. I just love it, man.
Yeah. And I give a big shout out to Nico, Coach Medved, for starting the trend where at the end of each game, we go around and high five every student, every fan that's around the court. You get a little bit of time. Obviously, we got to go meet after games, but you get a little bit of time to
love it.
Maybe sign an autograph or take a picture with some kids or some fans. And that has become a part of the game that I really look forward to, because it's like you want to you want to be able to enjoy that, so then you play a little bit harder, so that way you make sure you get the win at home. So
speaking of that autograph thing, I got to get one from you at some point. You know, that's part of what this whole thing's about.
Yeah.
Man.
We can make that happen, man. I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay, so more serious questions for you, because we want people to get to know you a little bit. What are you into? What are you watching right now? Movies, TV, what are you into? Because we take time to talk about that once
right.
in a while.
Right, so as far as like TV shows, Netflix, Hulu kind of deal, I just finished watching I think it was called like Legacy. It was the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Little 10-part documentary that they had on Hulu.
I haven't seen it yet, but it looks really good.
It was really good, and it was pretty authentic, too, from what I could tell. So you start finding out some things about those early Laker teams with the Dr. Buss family how the power dynamic got shifted throughout the course of time. So, that was a pretty good one. That one had me hooked every week.
So you're more, when you're going to watch it, you're watching sports stuff. Is it sports like that all the time, or do you get outside of that?
I like to switch it up. Just as of right now, I haven't seen anything really that's caught my eye besides sports. Like, I watched the Redeem Team documentary here recently, too. So, lately, it has been kind of sports, but I try to switch it up because I'm in the gym all day, every day, so I try to get my mind away from it from time to time.
Did you watch the Michael Jordan one?
During COVID, that was,
I mean, that saved us, right? We didn't have sports, so it's like, we're just going to go back and relive this stuff from the 90s.
Talk about a smart marketing move, too, man. Everybody just sitting on their couch every Sunday, man, for 2 hours.
It was so weird because it was like we were so desperate for sports, and then suddenly we're getting ready to release this. It's like, I'm all in.
And it's like not too many guys dislike Michael Jordan. As a player, I'll say everyone maybe have a different opinion about him as a person, but as a player, it's like, man, how do you hate on him?
All right, so where do you fall in the LeBron, the Jordan, the Kobe, Larry Bird? Like, who's the best? Who's the greatest? And obviously, I know you didn't watch some of those guys, but you see their numbers and all that stuff.
See the numbers, watch highlights, watch some old games. My dad is super old school, so he had older games on all the time. But for me personally, I got Michael Jordan number one. I know we might start getting some interesting comments about that, but I do have Michael Jordan number one. Funny enough, we actually had this talk in our locker room yesterday. It got pretty heated.
Did it really? Like, we're getting after it.
Got pretty heated yesterday after practice. And then I do have LeBron, too. I just think he's arguably the greatest player ever, man.
It's hard to debate that one.
And then I got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 3. Okay. So that's my top three.
Right.
I don't understand how you can score that many points for that long and, like, not be viewed as one of the greatest of all time.
No, I mean, and that's the thing, like, you know, at the end of the day, there is the debate of who's the greatest, but that, like, top five or so, it's hard to argue.
Yeah.
I mean, there's those guys, you're talking about the greatest of all time. Like, some of these guys are just, the proof is in the pudding. The championships, the stats, all of that.
Absolutely.
Right now, who do you think's the best player in the NBA?
Right now, I think it's hard to go against Luka.
It's ridiculous, man.
I think he's only
had like averaging 30 points a game.
He's only had one game under 30 this whole year.
It's
like,
ridiculous, man.
I'll have to go with him. I know maybe not a lot of people will agree, but I am a KD fan as a player.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For sure. I think he's just a freak of nature athletically and talent-wise. Like, you're 7 feet dribbling like point guards. Like, it doesn't make sense. So I'll say them two are probably near the top.
It's just a terrible situation going on with the Nets right now, too. So,
and then got to throw Giannis in there, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what about the Joker, though? Because we're in Colorado, so you gotta give him some love.
I'll say he's a top five player in the NBA right now, without a doubt.
Like, what's interesting for him, like, I don't see we were talking about this the other day, I don't see the back-to-back-to-back MVP thing happening because he has Jamal and MPJ now, because he's going to be dishing it. You're not going to see them leaning on him to get 30 points now.
Yeah.
They can win, and he can score 20.
Right, and I think he'll be content with that, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he just doesn't care. Like,
exactly.
He plays basketball, and then goes and feeds his horses.
And that was a pretty crazy thing. That man won the MVP and then was right back with his family.
I'm gone. I'm on this little horse carriage thingy.
That was super cool to see. But, it's extremely fun to watch. He's a pure winner, I think, at heart, which is hard to find nowadays. But, he's a phenomenal player. And the way he passes the ball, me and Coach Medved talk about it all the time, the way he can just snap the ball all over the court.
It's nuts.
Regardless,
man,
of angle, defense, scheme, it doesn't matter. The ball is going to get where it needs to go.
Well, my reason to get this, I wanted to get this soundbite so we can send it to the Nuggets so that that's part of it. And they're like, he likes Nikola Jokic. That's cool. I'm just trying to help you out, man. I'm just doing my part. All right, the Isaiah Stevens Show continues on the other side. Let's take a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Me and my people be
You and Angel are connecting over there, man. He's hooking you up with some good stuff. I mean, I like these shows because your music, your feel, your taste is kind of be installed in the program. So it's really fun, man. Yeah. You having fun?
I am.
Yeah.
This is easy, man.
Oh, I mean, that's all they do in here is just sit down and talk about sports.
Yeah.
Are you a football guy at all?
I am.
It's like NFL or college or?
I would probably say more NFL nowadays. I just like to watch the games. Don't really have a team. When I was a kid, big college football fan. I remember I grew up as a Oregon Duck fan just because of all the jerseys. And when I did play football, I was more of like a running back slot kind of guy. I was smaller, but had good feet. And so they had guys come through like LaMichael James, D'Anthony Thomas, guys like that. So I was watching their highlights pretty often.
How long did you play football?
I played all the way until the start of my eighth grade year.
Okay.
Didn't grow at the rate that I needed to be, so then I had to make an executive decision. You know what I'm saying? guys started getting kind of big, and I tell this story all the time. I'm not ashamed of my truth. I was good enough to play on like a select football team down in Texas. Went to a couple of tryouts, made the team, went on to some practices. And then they brought in a kid from, like, West Texas, kind of far away from me, big, stocky guy, especially from middle school. And we were doing a tackling drill. And it's one of those drills where you got to meet at an angle, focus on the form, head on the right side, you know, so you're not hurting yourself. Man, we start. And I'm on defense, too, at this. He's the running back, and I'm the linebacker or whatever. So we go, we meet, have a big pop, boom. We fall. I do complete the tackle. I do have to throw that in there. The tackle was completed for everybody listening. But the pop left such a pain in my body that I didn't know if I wanted to play football anymore. Honestly, like, and that's just keeping it real. You know, everybody has their reasons. My reason was I took a big hit that day.
So was that the last?
That was also my last football practice.
I mean,
that I remember going to.
It's hard to blame you because when you're like, you know, I could go. I've talked about this with NFL guys. Like, do you see guys maybe wanting, if they're good at baseball, do they just say, I'm going to lean toward baseball a little bit more? Because it's a violent game no matter what level. And in Texas, football is probably pretty competitive from like the age of four on.
Man, we were running, I talk about this too. By, I think, third or fourth grade, man, my little league football team was running like a spread offense. We were throwing the ball down the field, having different route patterns for the receivers, jets, fakes, sweeps. Man, we were doing it all. So a lot of those kids went on to play college football as we got older. So looking back at it, it was pretty interesting to see.
It's interesting because you know, I'm in both camps where they say, hey, play as many sports as you can if you can, or focus on what you really love and what you're good at. I think it just depends on the person. If this is where you go, you know, football's fun and everything, but man, that's crazy. Some of that stuff's crazy. Might as well focus on the basketball portion of it. But if you love all of them, do them as long as you possibly can.
Yeah. So I played football, basketball all the way up from elementary school all the way through middle school. And then, like I said, that practice happened in the summer. I think I had an AAU tournament a couple days later. Went to the AAU tournament, never went back to a football practice, and the rest is history.
Well, and with AAU tournaments, too, you're playing basketball so much anyway, so you're constantly playing that sport. So it's, you know, when they say you just picked one sport or whatever, you're focused on that sport year-round. I mean, you're doing it all the time.
Yeah.
So can we start, since you did play in junior high, then I'm going to start tweeting that out like Roddy got last year. Did you know he played football in junior high? I'm going
to
do that.
Yeah, see, I wasn't as good, man. That man had Division I offers to go make that happen.
Oh, there was people that we had on. Who was it? The blanket on the Rockies girl. The Rockies booth person. Help me out. You got
Jenny
it.
Jenny Kavanaugh?
Yeah, Jenny. Love Jenny. Can't think of her name. She's like, he's going to get drafted, but it's going to be in the NFL because she's a CSU alum.
We talked about that a couple times.
And I would ask David, I'm like, he's like, no, I'm going for the NBA. I want to be a basketball player.
And I do respect that because he didn't let that waver him at all. He's like, nah, man, I'm a basketball player nowadays. And like, that's what I'm going to be successful in. I'm putting all my time and effort into that.
Yeah.
But he did from time to time mention that, you know, maybe down the line if something happens, you know, he wouldn't be opposed to potentially being a tight end in the NFL.
Hey,
and his hands are crazy, so I think he could honestly do it if he chose to.
He's such a big dude.
Yeah. Like, physical, and he loves physicality. Like, most big dudes typically don't want to get hit like that. Like, nah, with him, he's delivering punishment to everybody. He wants to get hit. Yeah, he'll be a really good football player right now if he chose to be.
I remember taking pictures with him here in the studio, and people were commenting like, hey, who's your kid, David? Because he's just a massive dude. I mean, his back's gigantic and everything. Yeah. But no, dude, okay, let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up. You good to stick with us just to finish the hour out?
Do that.
We'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show. Colorado State back in action tonight against Southeastern Louisiana Lions. So we'll see what this Rams team does tonight. You'll be ready for that one, of course?
Absolutely. It'll be a very competitive game. They're a really good program.
Yeah, let's see if we can go get to 2-0. We'll talk about it next. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Because you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and their Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA. When I used to love you.
Welcome back into the Isaiah Stevens Show. I mean, we didn't even get into that crazy finish on Monday night.
We didn't.
Your guy, Isaiah Rivera, knocking down the shot there.
Yeah, my man, Riv.
He knocked down the shot, and then he gets the steal at the end.
Yeah, that was just a cap it off, right?
I thought it was the buzzer beater, and then they put .9 back on there.
I can't stand when they do that.
What are we doing here?
Yeah,
come on. This game's over. Let's be done with it. Tonight, going up against Southeastern Louisiana Lions, this team, you talk about another scrappy basketball team coming to town.
Man, they're really good. Like, I don't know if too many people may be familiar with their program, but they won a lot of games last year. They'll win a lot of games this year. They got talent all across the board from the point guard all the way down to the bench. Got some really scrappy, competitive guys that can make plays. And they play a very up-tempo style. So if the game, you know, starts being played a certain way, man, they're dangerous.
How hard is it for you to watch these games? Like, I know you love your teammates and you're supportive, but are you chomping at the bit? Like, how difficult is it?
Of course. As a competitor, like, I'll be lying if I said I wasn't. But I have found a way to enjoy watching my teammates have success and being able to help them in any way I can. So if I see something, they're actually, like, looking for me to say anything that I need to, because it's not that I'm out for the entire year. So when I do get back, I'm going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, kind of still have my foot on the gas a little bit as far as what I'm seeing.
Have you ever said, hey, guys, come on, just keep us above water until I get back. Let's go.
Nah, they got it. They'll be just fine. They'll be just fine without me there.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of talented players on this team. Energetic guys. I mean, just studs on this team that I think are going to make some really, really good plays. Isaiah, my man, this has been a blast. I know we'll get even more into basketball talk, but it was just fun today to get to know you a little bit more. Because we're going to be doing this every single week. And, you know, we already told Coach Medved, we asked him anyway, if he'd pop on here, so you can grill him. You can interview him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got some great questions. Great questions for Coach Medved.
He's
got
to be ready for that. Yeah. Right? We'll bring them all on. We'll get the coaches on.
We can really just line them up one by one. Yeah. I think we got enough mic.
Hey, you have enough pull, too, where you could call David and get him on here, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we can make that happen. Get some courtside seats,
you know,
when Memphis comes to Denver.
Yeah,
just don't forget about me. Okay?
Yeah, hopefully we'll be here for that one.
Isaiah, my man, great job by you, and good luck to you guys, to this Rams team throughout the weekend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man.
All right, we'll be right back. We got a lot of football to get into, and the lunch rush coming up next.